Joe West tells the story of a veteran on the edge who almost lost everything.
That veteran did not end up on the street because other veterans stuck out their hand and prevented him from going there because they found out about it. He had fallen through the cracks of the programs that we have available. I am that veteran.
Today, West is president of Veterans Events Tallahassee, the group now in charge of Leon County's Veterans Day Parade, among other things. On Wednesday, West was among several veterans and their advocates standing before the media on the 22nd floor of the Florida Capitol.
Please think about the fact that on any given night, you could all look out from this beautiful vantage point and know that under all of those trees are several hundred homeless veterans within your eyesight.
And with that, West announced a three-day-long event called the Homeless Veterans Stand Down.
Based on the very successful model of the San Diego Stand Down, which is now in its 25th year, we will be converting a portion of the North Florida Fairgrounds into that secure area where homeless and at-risk veterans and their family members can rest, resupply, and more.
In essence, the stand-down site will resemble a military field camp. It will supply the vets with free food, hot showers, personal hygiene kits, and, Wes says, other services.
Veterans Administration medical personnel, as well as area civilian medical teams, will be providing a plethora of medical services, including, but not limited to, physical health, hearing, glasses, dentistry, and we will be having mental health professionals available as well at the base.
There will also be referrals to substance abuse treatment programs and an on-site courtroom. That's to adjudicate minor scrapes any vet may have had with the law. One of the main sponsors of the stand-down is the Florida Veterans Foundation, and its chair, John Haynes, says all this is to help those who served and then got off track regain their rightful place in society.
We as Americans feel that we can do no less than to offer everything in our power to bring these veterans back into our community.
This is the first time a stand-down of this magnitude has been tried locally, but Joe West is confident it will attract a large crowd.
We have the opportunity to reach out to some of these people, and we're anticipating 300 to 400 veterans, possibly 500 veterans and family members at this event. Now, will all of those people get clean and sober and jump for joy and be in stuff? No, but we will plant the seed that it's possible.
And that, West says, can be the start of a life regained. The Tallahassee Stand Down for Homeless Veterans takes place April 5th, 6th, and 7th at the North Florida Fairgrounds. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.